Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I assist you today?
Hello, Sonia. I'm calling in regards to an order that we have scheduled for tomorrow. I don't know if you need the phone number or the FMS number, so you can help me with this.
If you have the external order number, that would be fine.
Actually, I don't have an external, as it's a redo order.
Okay, go ahead with the customer's phone number for me.
It is 832-523-9455.
Thank you. One moment, please.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am, and I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or two to generate by the phone number.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. If not, I can proceed for the other order. Let me see if I have the previous one. Oh no, the other one was also just has the FMS number and the retail number and the phone number. But it was also with XPO. It was Early Quintanilla.
Okay.
This one is with Caesar. Caesar Gonzalez.
Do you have that? Well, you said it's in a redo. Is it like
yes,
a service?
A yes.
So the order
uh-huh,
has
it's
been.
It's an installation.
Okay.
It's an installation.
All right. Still waiting on it to load here.
Not a problem.
Okay, and did you have like the SMS number? It starts with some ones or 112?
No, that one, the 112, you mean, okay. Yes, I have for the previous order, the first one that was scheduled. Let me just go back. The one that starts, actually, this was a BBY 01.
Oh, it was? Okay, no, I can't search the Best Buy order number.
Okay. In this case, I have the FMS number. I don't know if that works.
Okay, let's try it.
I got 657-262-14 for this redo. And for the previous one, it was 656-516-05.
Okay, give me one moment. Right, I'm just waiting on it to let me back in here.
Okay.
Yeah, the system's just running slow tonight. All right, whenever it decides to let me back in here, we could get searched by those order numbers.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
And I can wait.
All right, ma'am, and I do apologize. It's still loading here.
Okay. Okay, yes, like I was telling you, I can wait because actually I offered the customer that if anything, I will call her back, so I can
wait. Okay. All right. I wasn't sure if she was, like on the back line or not.
No, don't worry. I already talked to her and she was okay with this. If not, I will call her back. Because actually was I think you have a lot of calls because there was a long time to get an agent.
Oh yeah, yeah. Very busy.
Oh, I see.
Okay, now 6 5 7 2 6. All right, neither one of those order numbers. Let's see. And what was that phone number again, ma'am?
It was, sorry, let me just go back, 832-523-5200. 9455.
Okay. See if that gives it to us quicker. All right, and I'm just still waiting. Okay, and the phone number 832-523-9455. It did not generate an order. So,
But yes, I have both of them in here, so I don't know, like I was telling you, I even have the names of the technicians assigned in here.
Okay. All right. There's a. What's the customer's first and last name?
It is Nicole, like Nicole. Zatopek, like Z as in zebra, A as in apple, T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, P as in Peter, E as in Edward, and K as in Kilo.
All right. Thank you so much for verifying that. Now, what I have in the system is a delivery order from February the 4th.
Uh-huh. It was a delivery, but also included installation for a refrigerator. And that is what is going to be repeated, let's say, tomorrow. In the morning, it's a refrigerator installation. It's just the installation of the refrigerator.
Okay. The only order I see is from February the 4th, and that's the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an installation. I don't have an installation order in our system, or I'm not generating one. Because I handle installations as well, and I was able to find her delivery order searching another way,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that's all that I'm going to see. And it may be a different part of XBO, but
mm-hmm.
we're not. I don't have the install information.
And do you know if I can get through the department or if I have to call another phone number just to get to the installation?
Actually, the way it goes, if the unit was delivered by Best Buy, if an installation was not completed or done, then the Best Buy would have to submit a installation order over to XBO, and we will reach out to the customer and schedule the installation.
Mm-hmm. That is weird because actually it's placed already in here. Like I was telling you, it's a reinstallation. Like something was not well installed, and that is what the customer is asking for.
Okay, and what I'm explaining to you on this order, it doesn't show me the unit. It doesn't show me what was delivered or anything. The only thing I see on this order is the customer's name and address, which you verified, and a time frame of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on February the 4th of 2021.
Yes,
and
that
I'm
was
not.
The day that Yes, that is the date. And actually, yes, that is the one that we sent for redo, as I can see here.
Okay, well, I don't have an install order for the customer.
Okay, and like I was telling you, there is no other department that can help me with this?
Sure, give me one moment.
Thank you. If you have the direct phone number, if I can get it as well, I will be happy.
I'm going to get you to a supervisor. Give me one moment.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, ma'am, give me one moment here. Let me get this over. Okay, and let me just see who's going to be able to take the call. I'll get you, you know, transferred directly over to them instead of having to wait.
Okay.
Okay. All right, ma'am, give me one moment. I'm going to get you transferred over and supervisor will further assist. Is there anything else I could help with?
No, thank you so much, Sunny. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling XPL. You have a great night, and I'm transferring you now.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.